Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, Hustle Sanely Squad, and happy June to you. A fresh month is upon us. And now I can officially say thank you for all of the love on the last episode that went live about me being pregnant and just all the changes that are coming to Hustle Sanely. I seriously cannot even wrap my mind around how much love and support Adam and I have felt from the Hustle Sanely community since sharing about the pregnancy online. You guys are incredible. Also, I have some sort of like allergy situation happening right now, and I am so congested. Like, I can't breathe out of one of my nostrils, but we had podcast episodes that needed to be recorded. So I was like, you know what? We're just going to have to roll with it. The June episode are going to sound a little bit nasally, but it's all good. So anyways, I am so incredibly grateful that you are here, and welcome to the podcast, fam, if this is your first time listening. And if you're a regular, welcome back. Either way, I am grateful for every single one of you, because I know there are probably millions of podcasts to choose from. So it's an honor for me to be playing in your ears right now. Truly, I mean that. But today's episode is based on a conversation that keeps popping up in my DMs, in case you haven't picked up on the pattern yet. Y'all really do inspire every single episode. Like, every topic that I come up with is based on questions that I get from you guys. So I want to talk about what to do when you feel behind. It seems like it's something that we've all struggled with at one time or another, and I would really like for this episode to just be a resource for you that you can come back to and revisit anytime you start to feel that way. I did a little poll over on my Instagram stories the last week of May, I think, and I asked, like, I gave you the three June podcast episode topics, and I asked you to vote for which one you were the most excited for, and this one was the winner. So I really, really hope that you are pumped to listen in. But before we get into the episode, it is the first Tuesday of a new month, like we already talked about. And that means that we're going to kick this episode off with a segment that we call Hustle Sanely News, which is basically where I share all the things going down in Hustle Sanely land this month. So I've got four pieces of news for you today. The first one, if you're listening to this episode on the day that it airs, so June 7th, 2022, you're in luck, because it's the last day of our summer warehouse sale. All of our paper products on HustleSanely.com are 20% off when you use the code CLEANOUT, and that's all caps. I'll have it in the show notes, of course. That excludes pens and stickers, but planning notepads and journals are fair game. We are doing a little warehouse clean out because we have got to make room for our new 2023 inventory, which I am so pumped about. The 2023 planner is next level. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay, the second piece of Hustle Sanely news, the Hustle Sanely email list is getting a little bit of an upgrade, if you will. And I'm really, really excited to be doing this little upgrade, because in case you missed it, I talked about it over on Instagram. I actually hired my best friend, Carson, to come on board and head up our email marketing. She's a copywriter and she specializes in email copy. That's just like what she does. And we've been brainstorming on how to really serve you guys well through weekly emails again. I get messages all the time of you guys missing getting weekly Hustle Sanely emails. I just don't have the capacity to do it right now. So Carson is so graciously kind of taking that on. She's going to be digging into all of the Hustle Sanely content that I create. So over on Instagram, the podcast, and just kind of compiling a weekly email that goes along with what we're learning in the community every single week. So starting this month, you'll be getting weekly emails again. And I seriously think that you're going to love them. We're going to be giving you a journal prompt every week and just recapping each week's podcast episode into like a bite-sized like nugget, if you will. So basically, little Hustle Sanely nuggets are going to be delivered to your inbox every week. So if you're not already on the email list, you can join by going to jessicamassey.com/get-on-the-list. And I'll have that in the show notes for you too, because I'm telling you, you're going to want to get these emails. We're also going to be sliding like some flash sales that are email list only in there. So it's going to be a really, really cool place to be. So that is the second piece of Hustle Sanely news. The third piece is we are officially in production for our 2023 products. We got our second round of samples a few weeks ago and I was obsessed. So I gave the go ahead to our manufacturer to go ahead and go to print. I cannot wait for you guys to have these new products in your hands. I have been sharing some sneak peeks over on Instagram. So make sure you're hanging out over there. It's my personal account at Jess M. Massey. If you do want to see our 2023 products as they come to life. Okay, you guys know that I don't really hold back when it comes to sharing like behind the scenes with you. So I'm going to tell you straight up, we only ordered 1,300 planners. So if you want to make sure that you snag one, you need to be on the wait list. So go to jessicamassey.com/2023. Again, that link, all the links that I mentioned will be in the show notes. So don't panic. Like you have to like remember them or something, but go sign up for the wait list. If you really want to get your hands on a planner, our planners typically sell out pretty quickly because the inventory is limited. So the best way to guarantee that you get one is by having your name on that wait list. Okay. We haven't nailed down the exact dates yet, but it's looking like we're going to do pre-orders in September, probably August for BFFs, September for people on the wait list. And then as soon as we get inventory, we're going to ship it out to you guys. So last year we got inventory in November. I think we'll get it a little bit sooner this year. So just make sure you're following along. If you're on the email list, you'll be in the loop. If you listen to the podcast, you'll be in the loop. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be in the loop. So we'll keep you posted. But get your booty on that wait list at jessicamassey.com/2023, just so that you know for sure that you're going to get a planner if you want one, okay? And then the fourth and final piece of June Hustle Sanely news, it is the end of a quarter. We are coming to the end of quarter two. So that means that the BFF membership is opening up for enrollment. So the BFF enrollment period for quarter three is going to be June 27th to July 1st. So I'll remind you again toward the end of the month when we get a little bit closer, but our quarter three topic is how to handle burnout. And I'm just saying the coaching sessions that I'm going to be doing are pretty freaking incredible. I already have the workbook made up and the exercises in there are bomb. I'm so proud of them and I can't wait to share all of this knowledge with the Hustle Sanely BFFs. So in case you don't know, the BFF membership is open for enrollment 4 times a year. So if you've been seeing me talk about the membership over on Instagram stories and you want in, now is the time for June 27th to July 1st. And again, I'll remind you over on Instagram and through email when it's time to enroll. So don't you worry. All right. So now that you're all caught up with what is happening around here in June, which I feel like June is a very exciting month in Hustle Sanely land, if I do say so myself, let's talk about feeling behind. Like I said earlier, we have all been there, myself included. You might feel behind because you're seeing other people accomplish things that you haven't yet. You know, things like getting married, reaching certain milestones at work, buying a home, things like that, right? And feeling behind, let's just be real, like it sucks. It's a crappy feeling. It's one of those feelings I feel like it's a feeling that I feel like spills over into pretty much all areas of life. And it's really, really hard to shake because it's such a nagging feeling. You constantly feel like you're chasing but not reaching, which means that you're probably exhausted a lot of the time from running on the nonstop hamster wheel of chasing after whatever it is you feel behind in. So career path, a relationship, or whatever. Then there's the mental aspect of it, just feeling like a failure. It's all just very frustrating. So I told you that I've been there and I can relate, but I've done some inner work and some mindset shifts that have really helped me stop treating my life like it's a race to be run instead of something to be lived. And that's kind of what I want to talk about with you guys today. So I am going to share three reasons why you might feel behind and what you can do about each one of them. So why do we feel like we're never quite where we're supposed to be? Like we're always just kind of missing the mark. Now, number one, this one is the most obvious in my opinion. And it's you're comparing your life to someone else's and you're getting your priorities muddled. So it's no surprise that with the prevalence of social media in our day-to-day lives, we have easy access to so many people's lives. Like it's kind of crazy when you think about it. You can just like click a couple buttons and you're like looking into the lives of whoever you want to be looking into the life of if they're on social media. But what I think we forget is that we're not getting the full picture. Even somebody who is, and I'm putting this in air quotes, vulnerable and transparent online, they're only showing you a fraction of their life. You know what I mean? And they're not even trying to be like secretive, but it's just like you're not filming and recording and showing every part of every single day because that's just not realistic, right? I was thinking about when I started feeling behind in life and I was taken back to my early 20s when I graduated college for the first time because I have been in college many times if you know my journey at all. But up until that point, I was kind of following a similar path to everybody around me, like up through college. And that's usually what happens when you're a kid in school, right? But then after high school or after college, people's paths start to diverge. We all kind of go our own ways and it becomes a habit to notice who is, and this is in air quotes too, farther along in comparison to you. This is not ideal because that's when you start comparing where you're at in life to someone else's perceived metric of success. So usually when you feel bummed out about being behind, it's less about feeling like you need to have what other people have, and it's more about feeling like not really knowing how to measure your life according to things that really matter to you. So we might feel behind because so-and-so just went on a European vacation, so shouldn't we be planning one too? Or maybe so-and-so just bought a house on the water, so shouldn't we be trying to do that too? Or maybe so-and-so just retired her husband, so shouldn't our business be making enough money to do that too? So see what I'm saying? Comparison is a dangerous thing that can cause us to pursue random goals that don't have meaning in our lives. So maybe the person who went on that European vacation, they've been dreaming of visiting there since they were a teenager because their grandma lives there. So that goal actually has meaning to them, right? Maybe the person who bought a house on the water bought it from a family member who was moving because they wanted to keep the house in the family. See, they're tied to that goal. Like it has meaning in their life. Maybe the person who retired her husband realized that it was more cost effective for their family to have him home to watch the kids than to pay for daycare. So instead of basing what we are or aren't doing to other people and, you know, what they're doing and what they're becoming, we're better off spending our energy getting clear on what we actually want in our own lives. When is the last time that you really, really sat down and you pondered that? Where do you want to be? I want you to ask yourself that. Like, where do you want to be? Not where does society say you should be, or where does your mom think would be a good place for you to be? What do you actually want your life to look and feel like? Now, I saw this quote over on Instagram. I'm 99% sure that my sweet friend Saba is the one who shared it on her stories, but it says, "It's hard to stay motivated when you're chasing someone else's dream." that hits, right? Like when our eyes and our hearts are glued to the lives of other people, it's going to be really hard to decipher what matters to us and what we really want out of life. And that's when we get caught up in the feeling of being behind. We feel behind when we don't have a clear vision of what we really want our lives to be. I'm going to give you an example. I used to think that the epitome of being an online business owner was having a seven-figure empire. I was like, okay, I did the six-figure thing. Now I need to be working towards seven figures because that's what I see everybody else doing online. Like online business owners, if you're not familiar with that space, like having a seven-figure business is like highly coveted and it's like the quote next step after you hit six figures. So I was like, okay, I guess that's what I do next. Like that's the path that everybody else is following. So that's what I've got to do. So for a short bit of time, I was kind of putting my head down and doing what I thought I needed to do to hit seven figures. And then I was like, wait a second, I actually don't like any of this stuff, like how I'm spending my days and my time, like I'm not stoked about it. And that's not why I started my business. Like I don't really, like my driving goal is not to have a seven-figure business. I want to make enough money to sustain my family, to be able to pour into my community. Yeah, like making good money is important to me, but I was striving for this seven-figure business and I was starting to feel behind and like I was taking too long to get there because I was watching other people do it and I was tying my why to seeing other people do it and not because it was important to me, if that makes sense. So anyway, I want to give you an action step for if this is why you feel behind because you're really struggling with comparison. So your action step is spend some time deciding what actually matters to you. What do you want your life to look and feel like? And how can you start taking action toward those things today? So that's the first reason why you might feel behind, you're struggling with comparison, and you're chasing after goals that aren't meant for you. They don't align with your life. Second reason why you might feel behind is you've created an arbitrary timeline. So maybe you don't struggle much with comparison and you really are pursuing goals that matter to you and align with your vision. That is amazing. First of all, give yourself a high five, but why are you still feeling behind? Like maybe you're just like, okay, that doesn't relate to me. Like I'm good. I know that I'm pursuing what I want to pursue, but I still feel behind. This is the biggest reason that I find myself feeling behind. I create an arbitrary timeline that has no real weight or meaning, but yet I'm giving that timeline all of the power of my life. Like I am kind of basing everything in my life on this timeline that I created in my head. I am a planner by nature, shocking, I know, and I love creating timelines for my goals because not only does it help hold me accountable to making progress, but it also helps me to work toward multiple goals while still honoring my energy. But here's the thing with timelines. They are a lot like schedules and routines. I want you to say it with me. The timelines we create are tools, not chains. Okay. I used to cling so tightly to my timelines and treat them as my metric of success. I had a timeline in my mind for life milestones and one for each of the goals that I was working toward. And if I didn't align with those timelines perfectly, I told myself that I was a failure or that I wasn't working hard enough. So I would put my head down and try to grind it out in the name of staying on track with my timeline. But then I started to ask myself the question, okay, hold on a second. Where did this timeline come from? What is this timeline based on? And you know what? I could not give myself a concrete answer other than like silly things like, well, I don't really know. I think I saw someone follow this timeline in a movie once, or I read a book one time, and this is how long it took so-and-so character to accomplish this. So once I was answering the question like that, I knew that I had to stop letting these arbitrary timelines be the leading things in my life. I realized that, and no matter how Hallmark cheesy this is about to sound, I had to find joy in the journey of my life, or else I would always come back to feeling behind or overwhelmed. Finding joy in the journey means that you're pursuing your goals in a way that is enjoyable, right? Like you're not grinding miserably until you get there, only to find yourself completely burned out and unable to enjoy the achieved goal once you do arrive. That's a scary place to be, y'all. I lived there for the majority of my 20s. Finding joy in the journey for me in pursuit of my goals has looked a lot like scaling back with Hustle Sanely so that I can enjoy my life right now as I'm building Hustle Sanely and not after X, Y, and Z has been accomplished. When I first started Hustle Sanely, success came in hot. And of course, I'm grateful, but it set me up to create these unrealistic expectations on myself to continue doubling our income every single year. Chasing that sucked all the joy out of what I was doing, and it caused me to carry these really intense timelines for new products and projects that ultimately led to me feeling spread incredibly thin and kind of sort of starting to resent my work. And can I tell you a limiting belief that I had to work through? It's one that I recently kind of, I feel like I finally have overcome it, but it took me a while to overcome it. And I, you know, I try my best to share like things that I've been through in case other people can relate. But this limiting belief was really bogging me down for a while. And it is, my best business days are behind me. Now, this is something that used to scare me when I first started scaling back at work. When I scaled back, I chose to hire more help so that I could continue to serve the Hustle Sanely community. Well, paying a team to help run a company is quite a big financial investment that led me to believe that I'd never see the income that I did my first and second years in business again, because that's when I was doing everything by myself. So we got to keep more of the profit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just math. It makes sense. But what I had to realize was that me scaling back at work meant that I was scaling up in other areas of my life. I was able to be a better version of myself because I was prioritizing my mental and physical health. I'm so much happier, and people in my life notice now than when I was chasing an arbitrary timeline and always feeling like I wasn't quite where I should be. So if this is you, if you can relate late and you struggle with creating these arbitrary timelines that make you feel behind, I have an action step for you. And it is, define a new metric for success that is not a timeline. So yes, totally use timelines as tools to help you make consistent progress on your goals, but don't give those timelines so much power over your life. So for me, instead of my metric of success being doubling my profits every year, it looked more like having the opportunity to prioritize taking care of my mental well-being every single day, being able to clock out of work by 4 or 5 p.m., being able to transition into a 4-day work week. So those are things that I now look at as metrics of success rather than having to double my profits every single year, having that timeline on myself. So what are some things that make you feel like you are truly successful? And then another point that I want to make that goes along with this, sometimes it's not the right season to do something, even if the timeline we created tries to tell us that it is. So what I mean by this, for example, one of my big dreams is to write a book. I've talked about that a million times on Instagram, probably here on the podcast too, but I have felt behind with this dream because I see all of these other people getting book deals. Hi, can we say comparison again? So then I start to question why I'm not doing that yet, and if I miss my chance, blah, 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 all those limiting beliefs, right? But when I zoom out a little bit, I realize that if I would have tried to write a book anytime within the last 3 years since Hustle Sanely has been a thing, it wouldn't have turned out well because I wouldn't have been able to give the project my best time and energy. I've dedicated the last 3 years to building up our course offers and our paper product line, our group coaching. There's just no way that I could have written a book while building those foundations because my capacity doesn't allow for it. Now, I could have powered through, sure, and tried to do it anyway so that I didn't feel behind, but the result would have been a subpar book that I wasn't proud of. And to be honest, that just won't fly for me. So just because you're not doing something right now doesn't mean you're never going to do it, okay? Create realistic timelines that align with your life and what season you're in right now, not these dumb, arbitrary timelines, okay? We're getting rid of those. So that is the second reason why you might be feeling behind and what you can do about it. And then the third and final reason that I want to talk about of why you might be feeling behind is you're out of touch with your why. So another cheesy Hallmark saying coming at you, but hey, what can I say? Hallmark cheese is wisdom filled, if you ask me. Okay. So, you know that feeling when you're just going through the motions every day? You kind of feel like a robot in your own life. You wake up, you plop down at your job, you do the tasks that need to be done to keep things going with glazed over eyeballs and not much creativity to be found anywhere. You come home, you go to bed, and then you do it all over again the next day. It can feel like a boring loop, kind of like that Groundhog's Day cycle, you know? Definitely surviving over thriving mode vibes, like for sure. So I found myself here in this place a few months ago, just feeling very uninspired with work and with what I was doing. And I was determined to get to the bottom of it. So after some hardcore reflection and journaling, I realized that I was just going through the motions every day and I'd lost touch with why Hustle Sanely mattered to me and why I'm so passionate about what I do. I felt very behind every day because I wasn't making the progress that I wanted to make on certain projects, and that kind of catapulted me into the rut of going through the motions day after day to kind of, and I'm putting this in air quotes, hide from making real moves. So I threw myself into the mundane tasks so that I wouldn't have to face the hard work that's required for reaching new levels. So have you ever found yourself doing that? Like, please tell me that I'm not alone. Kind of like putting off your goals that do matter because maybe you're nervous about pursuing them. Like, anybody else out there struggle with that? But here's the thing, when we put these goals off, the important ones, the things that actually matter to us, we feel behind and we lose our spark for the goal. So what is the solution here? What is your action step? You need to rediscover your spark. So this worked for me a few months ago when I was feeling a little out of touch with Hustle Sanely and just nervous to pursue big, bold dreams when it comes to Hustle Sanely. I went back to old journal entries or in old photos like in my camera roll on my phone from the beginning of my goal journey to remind myself of why I started in the first place. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to go back to old journal entries or photos from the beginning of your goal journey and remind yourself why you started pursuing this goal in the first place. Get reacquainted with why whatever it is matters to you. So I looked at the Instagram post that I shared announcing that I was officially going to pursue Hustle Sanely full time and drop out of school, and that I was so excited about how I was going to make it my life's mission to help women pursue their goals without losing their minds. I read old messages and DMs from you guys sharing your Hustle Sanely wins with me, which served as proof that the work I'm doing is making a difference. I watched old YouTube videos of mine where I was unboxing our first ever paper planner. Talk about emotional, especially when you're pregnant, let me tell you. But I just needed to get reacclimated to why Hustle Sanely matters to me to help me stop feeling behind. I was focusing too much on the tasks and not enough on why I was doing them. You know what I mean? So when you're pursuing your goals, it can be really easy to do that, to hyper-focus on the what instead of the why. But the why is the fuel that powers you through the what a lot of the time. So you've got to keep your why front and center, okay? So that is what I've got for you today. 3 reasons why you might feel behind and what you can do about each one of them. Remember that you don't have to treat life like a race with an ever-moving finish line. Focus on being in alignment with your vision. That is what is important. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.